signal check, please.
KM4HTP, W4DJW, sounds good, Wendy.
4DJW, thank you.
No problem, anytime, W4DJW, stand by for net.
QCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. I would like to give an announcement at this time. I am planning to read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" on Christmas Eve after our regular roll call at 9 o'clock. So if you get the chance, your festivities have calmed down for the night by 9:30 or so, please tune in and listen to the poem "Twas the Night Before Christmas" with us on the radio. All right. Let's see. At this time, I'd like to begin the roll call. And this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC tube portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I have 25 early check-ins tonight, so settle in for a moment. First up, I'd like to recognize Mr. Richard from Simpsonville, KA3JCA. Ms. Sally from Simpsonville, KA4JCA. And Ms. Ashley from Simpsonville, KA4ACL. Next, I have the Upstate ARC, K3DOV. Mr. Brian from Rutherford 10, KM4JWP. Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. W2AMD, that is Mr. Andrew from Simpsonville. Next I have Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Mr. Don and Miss Linda from Piedmont, KG4PFI. And KG4QLQ. Mr. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Roland checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. I have Ben checking in from Florence, KO4ZEW. Mr. Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TS. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Glenn from Great Court, KD2BNG. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. KV2BYQ, Mr. Dave from Easley. W4TAB, that's Jose from Charlotte. K4OSH, Pat from Malden. W4CTW, Mr. Tyler from Taylor's. KC4W, Mr. Bill from Anderson. And Michael from Central, My handwriting is getting the better of me again. K4AFT. So I want to thank everyone for all those who took advantage of the net pre-check-in. To do that, you go on the internet to brars.cc, brars.cc, and at the top of the page, there's a menu. You touch the menu, and then one of the options it gives you is the net pre-check-in, and then it gives you the prompts from there for you to fill in. So it's pretty easy when you know you won't get the chance or just want to listen in the evening instead of check-in. So I want to thank everyone for taking advantage of that. All right, at this time, I'd like to check in EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Keith. And also, I'd like to welcome my friend, Mr. John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. John, I have you down for some RAC 2 later, so thanks for hanging around. All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and go to the RF check-in. And tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
For HTP, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry, and thanks for hanging around for RAC 2 later. All right, at this time, I'll give another opportunity for the group Echo Through Hotel, E through H. Please call net control to check in.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Wendy, and thank you for calling the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Patrick. Patrick is in and out tonight. All right, at this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. I see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling it, Wendy. Hope you and Mark are well. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KN4HTP. Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
For HTP. Wendy, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. I'll stick around for a comment.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James checking in from Tuxedo. KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight, James. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry checking in from Campobello. N4JBN. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Jerry. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid checking in from Fletcher. W4IOE. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sid. Hope you have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Larry from Greer and his wife, Miss Donna. Donna is in and out tonight, but Mr. Larry, I have you down for some rag chew. KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan from Asheville. Excuse me, sorry about that. KO4JKB. Thanks for tuning in, Duncan, and I have you down for some comments later as well. All right. We'll do more check-ins in the group India through Lima, I through L. Please check in by calling Net Control. AN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. M through P, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Mindy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad. My location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, also in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
TV. Please check in. Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. WG4MC, Matt Western, Greenville County. Be negative and negative. 7-3, you're on the net and tell Mark I said hello.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Miss Lorena, and bringing along Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. You're sounding great. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Chad and Miss Anna from Campobello, KO4NUE and KO4RYP. Mr. Chad and Miss Anna, I have you both in and out tonight. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Matt from Greenville County, WG4MC. I knew that was wrong. WG4MC. Good to hear you, Matt. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo Echo 0, Mike Uniform Mike. That's KE0MUM. My name is Don. I'm in Pickens, and I'm negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Don, checking in from Pickens, KE0MUM. Thanks for joining us tonight, Don. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
4HTP, check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
HTP.
Cindy, thanks for calling the net. This is November Zero Tango Radio Romeo. November Zero Tango Romeo. And my name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
Or excuse me, KO4 HTP. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, KD4 SRR. Robert in Rainy Joanna tonight. Going to be short timing it while I consume some fried chicken and a glass of moo. Greetings to everyone.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter nets. KO4 QLG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, checking in from Greer. N0TR. Thank you for joining us tonight, Tom. Hope you have a good night. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Joanna, KD4SRR. Hope you enjoy your snack, or chicken kind of sounds more like a late dinner. So, hope you enjoy your dinner tonight, Mr. Robert, and thank you for checking in. All right, it looks like I'm going to give another opportunity here for the group Q through T. Q through T. Please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I forgot to mention Mr. Robert is in and out tonight, KD4SRR. All right, at this time I'm going to go to Echolink stations. Looks like our friend Mr. Steven is up on Echolink. So, Echolink stations, please check in by calling Net Control.
Yes, Winnie, good evening. This is it. Yes, Winnie, good evening. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Good evening to yourself, Miss Winnie, and all the net. No traffic. No traffic, no roundtable. And, Wendy, it's good to hear you again. Good to get to check in with you again, Wendy. Also, if you will tell, I did speak to Mr. Mark on Greenwood Repeater last night briefly, but if you will be sure, Miss Wendy, and tell Mr. Mark hello from me, KA4PQA.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, checking in from Greenwood. KA4PQA. You're sounding good, Mr. Steven, and I will let Mr. Mark know you said hello. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, I'd like to welcome check-ins in the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please check in by calling KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll give another opportunity here for anyone in the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please check in by calling Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please check in by calling Net Control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP. And Wendy, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave, and thank you for the extra work you do to be the net manager. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Kirk, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Kirk. Hope you have a good evening. All right, I'm going to give another opportunity here for the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please check in by calling KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open check-ins up to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, all the way through the alphabet. Please check in by calling KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had a station trying to check in there, but my radio came through with more static than voice. I can tell there is a voice there, so I'd like to ask you to try checking in again, and anyone else listening in, if you can hear the check-in and relay the information, that would be great. So go ahead and try again, that last station.
Is that LK? Am I making it any better?
N4ZLK, you came in loud and clear that time. What is your name and location?
And my location is Greenville, and no traffic, no table. I'm sorry about that. I think it's a connection on my microphone cord. Might be a little loose. If I hold it, it works right. So 7-3, and thanks for calling the net, Wendy.
Mr. Shane, I'm glad you know what the problem was there. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane from Greenville. Thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you for giving it another try so I could get you in my station log. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Zulu, A through Z? Please call Net Control to check in.
Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta, Alpha, Tango, WX4, DAT, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, and I guess I'll be out after formal, and y'all have a good night and a good net. 7-3.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome WX4DAT, Mr. Danny from Gastonia. Thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you have a good evening. All right, that was my station number 52 in my log tonight. It's an excellent group of check-ins for Monday night. If there is anyone listening in at this time, we'll give one more minute through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with my thanks to all for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And tonight, first up, I'd like to talk to my friend John, KN4RJN. It's cloudy tonight, Mr. John, but last night the moon was bright and so was Jupiter.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I got some clouds up here too. Jupiter is still up. Saturn is getting close to setting, I believe. I can get my computer to wake up and do what it needs to do here. Yeah, Jupiter's real close to being down. Saturn's real close to being down. However, we've got Orion up in the sky. Mars is up this evening. If you have anything, I've got cloudy skies up here, so I don't have squat. And Saturn has already set, so if not, he's real close to it. Yeah, I don't see him anywhere. So, in any event, we do have a meteor shower coming up on December 13th, the Geminids meteor shower. That's next Tuesday. What's today? I've lost track of what we're doing here. Today's the 5th. Okay. I got too many computers and too many screens to look at here to try and get everything together. But on December 13th, which is next Tuesday, we have the Geminid meteor shower, which will peak overnight. This happens from November 19th to December 24th annually, but it will peak, like I said, on next Tuesday. Let's see. We're looking at several meteors per hour. Wow. Oh, 120. Up to 120. And it should be a moonless night that evening. I believe the moon will not be up, or very little of it. So if you get a chance, get yourself a lawn chair, a blanket, your favorite hot beverage. Go out and lay out under the sky. You don't need a scope. You don't need binoculars. You just need your eyeballs. Give yourself about 15, 20 minutes for your eyes to get accustomed to the dark. Turn out as many lights as possible. And lay back and enjoy the show. As far as any solar activity, give me a minute to break here for just a second. Nothing in the G-storm, solar radiation, not much, radio blackouts. We've got about a 20% chance of a mild or moderate issue for the next 3 days. And anything greater than that, it's maybe a 5% chance. So shouldn't have any problems there. And that, I believe, just about covers what's going on up in the sky in the next several days.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I think I did go out last year for the Geminid meteor shower, and it was quite nice. So hopefully it won't be as windy and rain. Well, you just said it was going to be better weather, so hopefully it won't be too cold, just cold enough to enjoy and to have a clear, I don't know, things seem crisper when it's cold, so cool enough that it's easier to see. Let's put it that way. But that sounds great. Something fun to look forward to next week. How's your December been going so far?
This is KN4RJN. Well, not too bad. Everything's going pretty well. Had to take my wife's car in to get a brake job done on it. So that was 3 hours of running around and doing other stuff, waiting for that to get done. But that's been taken care of. Got a new student to tutor here in the neighborhood. She's having a little issue with her math, and went over and visited with her and her dad and their two little boys. And bright girl, just needed a little encouragement and a little engineering expertise, but other than that, so that's gonna continue here for a while. And other than that, dog is asleep on the couch, curled up in a ball, doing his thing. And I was out a good portion of the day, so he was all excited when I got back finally. So he's doing well, and the cats are doing what cats do. So things are going well. How about in your house?
Unfortunately, Shadow, her paw was all mended, and no more stitches, no more bandaging, no more antibiotics. Then today, she sliced the same paw open, same spot, not as bad. So I don't know what they're going to suggest next. So this is the third time with the same wound, and I feel bad for her. It's almost like she feels like she's naughty because she keeps getting it cut. And I lock her in the laundry room till like Mark gets home so we can corner her and get it bandaged up. And this particular wound has bled quite a bit. So had to invest in a carpet cleaning machine and that kind of thing over the past several months with this process has been going on. But she's not a bad dog. She's not naughty. She just has to get locked up to minimize the mess around the house. So I guess tomorrow I'll be just taking her to the vet again. We go down to, I take her to a special greyhound vet in Greenwood. Yeah, go down to Greenwood for me. So, for some reason it's important for this particular breed of dog to be seen by a specialist of the breed. So anyway, hopefully they'll have another cure and not amputation, because that's what they have mentioned before. But I don't know. Anyway, so that part of the day is a bummer. We'll put it that way. But I walked around in one of my favorite stores today, which is World Market, because I love all the colorful stuff and the ideas from around the world. I usually just buy, a German gingerbread, or this time I got Swedish ginger snaps because they have more pepper in them. So that was my treat for today, but it was fun to look at the colorful ornaments from India and all over the world. So that was pleasant. That was before Shadow Cutter Foot. But Mark's got the wood for the making our bed. That project is moving forth. It's partway dry, and he's taking it to get kiln dried the rest of the way. So that's a mini update for us. Good to hear Walter's doing well and curled up on the couch. What else has been going on for you?
This is KN4RJ, and it sounds like you need to get Shadow a pair of shoes. Get him some running shoes, some Adidas or something. Protect that foot. But other than that, the dog's been sleeping in the bed with us. Karen had to go in and help my daughter with the kids and some other things. Jay's out of town on business trips, and she was feeling a little overwhelmed, which is why we moved up here to be able to help. So she's been going to spend a couple nights with her. Kids got to go to eye appointments and various other things and jockey around, and she's got a couple of court cases she's got to deal with. So the dog has taken over her side of the bed when I go to bed at night, and I don't know what he's going to do when she comes back, but he usually just lays on my feet, keeps my feet warm, but now he's laying up next to me. So other than that, things are going well. But again, I'd ask the vet about shoes for that dog.
Your wife is going to do a two about Walter taking over her side of the bed. That's a good one. What does go through their little minds when they do that? Something else we can try. But it's just a toe. They're not taking the whole paw. They want to amputate a toe because she keeps splitting it right between the outside toe and the rest of the foot. But I'm with you. I think that sounds pretty drastic. And I think, if I had that problem, I'd just be wearing a special shoe. So why can't we just get a special shoe for the dog? So we'll see. We'll see. I guess it's hard to restrict a dog's foot. She has so much spread in that big paw of hers. But you'd think there'd be something better than that. So I guess I'll find out tomorrow. I can give you an update next Monday when I call the net again. So, I have started reading a book. It is, what is it called? It's a collection of crime stories that take place at Christmas time. The Usual Santas, I think it's called. And I really enjoyed the first story. It was by a Swedish author. But I can't retell the story because you'll think I'm all weird and warped that I liked it. So, but anyway, in December I try to pick up some sort of holiday-related fiction and read that. And I do like crime stories, so I thought, we'll just do one with Santas as the good guys or the bad guys, whatever however the author takes it. So I'm enjoying that. Looking forward to reading another one of those stories tonight, one of those chapters anyway. But have you been doing anything special besides maybe enjoying a few extra holiday goodies? Something special for the holiday season?
And for RJ, no, nothing special. We're not going anywhere. I do have to drag the Christmas decorations, and we have in our family, the tradition is the Christmas moose. And so my wife bought, I believe it was last year, a moose ornament, lights up and all that kind of thing, put out on the front yard. And this thing is covered in glitter. And when we brought the thing down, I got it out of the box and drug it through the house to put it out on the front yard, there was a glitter storm. I think we're still vacuuming some of that stuff up. Anyway, that thing is up in the attic, covered in a sheet, and I'm going to have to, wrap it up in such a way that I can get it from the attic out to the front door without another, glitter storm occurring in the house because this thing is just covered with this stuff. So we got that to do and a few other things, and we got some net lights that I'm gonna have to get out there and try to string over the bushes. I did that in the other house. It worked fairly well. I'm not sure how it's gonna work on the bushes here, but in any event. So we got to get all that happiness out there, but yeah, it's the glitter storm that we have to avoid. I think we were still vacuuming that thing up in July after we put that thing away, and it was everywhere, and that stuff does not dissolve or degrade or anything. So that stuff's kind of like forever.
Something of Dr. Seuss, how thing one and thing two are spreading this spot all over the house, and it gets everywhere, and you can't get it out, and you probably will. I can see you vacuuming up Glitter Clear until July. But it must be a pretty spectacular moose for all that glitter and gling to be worth it. I love it. So, well, thanks for sharing that story with me. I haven't pulled out much yet this year, but I'm going to get out the tree probably tomorrow or the next day and decorate that up, and we'll get more celebratory from there. I'm going to find somebody to get my gas fireplace lit again, so I don't know what's wrong with that, but I can't get the pilot light to light, so... but that'll be cozy. I like that cozy feeling when when it's cold outside and we got the little gas fireplace lit up for some atmosphere. It really doesn't add much warmth, but it's fun to turn on. So anyway, I don't envy you the moose, but I admire you for doing the moose, the Christmas moose.
This is KN4RD, and yeah, that thing is, what can I say, but she's got tubs of various Christmas decorations that she puts around inside the house, and I get to drag those things down out of the attic and just line them up in the living room, and she picks out what she needs and whatnot, and then I drag the empties back up, and then after Christmas, drag them back down, let her fill them up, drag them back up. Spend a lot of time walking up and down steps, but she enjoys it, and it makes the house look festive, so I can't really complain. But in any event, we also have a llama. He's not covered in as much glitter. He's not too bad. The problem with the moose is that the antlers and the tail and the head are all separate pieces, so I have to drag all this stuff out, assemble it, hook it up to power, and then... and then fire it up, and it's an ordeal. But in any event, well, not that big of an ordeal, but it is kind of a pain in the backside. So tomorrow I think the Christmas moose comes down. So I'll update you on that next week as to how all that went. Back to you.
For RJ and this is KN4HTP. That reminded me of one other story when you're saying that you're the one-man show bringing stuff down from the attic and leaving it and then hauling it back up and then after Christmas hauling it down again and then hauling it back up. There was one year, well, several years in Topeka, but one particular year I remember, I don't know why, but we had, my mom was having some fun party for, the ladies at the university that she was involved in some fun groups over there. Anyway, it was a rush to get the house decorated, and so there were four of us, teenagers and a little above. I was in college but living at home. Anyway, but we're in the box brigade, I call it, where we had our Christmas stuff stored up in the attic. And so we each took half a flight of stairs. So one person was get it out of the attic and take it halfway down the stairs, the first flight. And then the next person took it down, the mini attic stairs the rest of the way. And the next person took it down the big stairway halfway. And then the next person took it the rest of the way down. And it probably took us an hour to get out all the stuff. And it was just like you described it. You know, it was down for a day. And then we did the box brigade back up the stairs, same way. And then again after Christmas, she just loved how that system works. My mom did. So she cornered the four of us again, and we hauled it all down for, you know, half day while we, got undecorated and put away. And then hauled it all back up to the attic into storage. So, but, you know, sometimes the work is part of the fun, too, because you just made me remember that by telling about your Christmas moose, you know, movements during the holiday, during December. So it's fun to enjoy the work, I guess, as well as the payoff, which would be the glitter moose for you and, you know, beautiful decorated house for me that year. So anyway, thanks for sharing, Mr. John, and I look forward to the the adventures of the Christmas glitter moose next week.
This is KN4RJ, and well, you were lucky. You had a brigade. I have to do it all by myself, so it's not near as much fun that way. Back to you.
I'm totally with you on that one. And I really don't, I hope you don't have any adventures with the Christmas moose. I hope it all goes smoothly. But not looking forward to taking Shadow the Vet tomorrow. But we'll just leave that in the background. I'll put it out of my mind until I get there and hear the bad news. Anyway, well, thanks for hanging around for Rag Chew, John. And I look forward to talking with you again next Monday, if I don't tune in sooner and overhear some Rag Chew. Before HTP, checking to see if there's anyone I've missed for check-ins. We're taking a pause from our Rag Chew and checking in anyone with the call sign all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please check in by calling
KN4HTV. Please check in Kilo4Z, Alpha Whiskey, K4ZAW, Amos, and Lower Greenville County. Thanks for the late check-in.
HTP. Wendy, Mark, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. Sorry we're late. Good evening to you and Mark, and all on the net. Just check us in and out.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Amos, checking in from Greenville County, K4ZAW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Amos. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and Ms. Joy, K3JOY, checking in from Easley. Mr. Gary and Ms. Joy are in and out tonight. Gary is our net controller on Wednesday nights, and he runs a swap net that night, so it's always interesting to tune in on Wednesdays at 9 with KI4DOS. All right, I'm going to go ahead and move on to my next friend up for Rag Chew, and that looks like it is Harry, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry, how are things up your direction today?
TV, KC4EZN. A little bit soggy up here, Wendy. Not hard rain yet. And I don't mind this kind of rain because it gives the water time to soak in the ground, but I'm still working on the Christmas moose thing. I have a couple of mental pictures, which I'll have to wait and see how John describes that to see which one of my pictures, if it's either one works. But anyway, glad to hear that you're back, and I had another thought, and I didn't write it down, and so it has now gone out into the ether, wherever that's at. We've been getting ready for Christmas. We've got two cats, so we do not put up a tree in the house. So our grandchildren are in there early. Well, they vary from 27 to 32, so that's... And they live in California, so... We don't decorate much for Christmas, although we do decorate some. But the Christmas tree goes up outdoors. And what I did was, one year I bought one of these 5 plastic things that you stick a pole up through the middle of it, and it goes blink and things like that. And when it quit going blink, I started trying to find out which one of those 100 bulbs was bad, and finally, after about 30 bulbs, bought a new set of bulbs and put that on it. So that's my Christmas tree, and so if you think you won't need a present from me, I'll be glad to leave it under the tree, and you can drive up here, and I'll pick it up anytime you want to. But, and as John does it, it's a one-man job. My wife says anything outdoors is mine, and most of what's indoors is mine, and she chooses what she chooses. And that works out good, too. But anyway, just going to be traveling this week. I'll try and check in over Echo Link from where we're going. Just be a text message. But it's kind of interesting. Last night, talking with Daniel, mentioned a couple of strange places that we had been. And John is in Brown Summit, which I will go by tomorrow as we travel. And I will also go by a community outside of Raleigh called Lizard Lick. Don't know the origin of that name, and you can pick whatever picture works in your mind for what those words call up. The interesting part of it is that it's east of Raleigh, and it's not really an incorporated town. And the joke was, if you needed to go through the town, you had to be careful because the post had a Lizard Lick sign on each side of the post, and that was how big the town was. And their most expensive item that they had in the town budget were the signs, because everybody that came by and saw that sign had to take it down and take it home. And you'll find it on the maps today, but you won't find a street sign anymore. They ran out of money. What about the back end of your cord, Wendy? KN4HTP. I was about to get Mark's call. KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. That is a dreadful problem for Lizard Lick, I have to say. I would just take a picture, but I guess people really want the sign. It'd be fun, though, to send yourself a postcard as you drive through Lizard Lick. You know, have a postcard already and just drop it in the box. See what kind of postmark you get, if it says Lizard Lick or something else. That could be fun. That could be your next, after you get all your stations contacted through your ham radio hobby, you could start sending yourself postcards. I love mail. I love sending cards, and I love getting them. So, anyway, that's why I guess that idea popped into my head. I had a friend. Initially, I was thinking, it's kind of like you're skipping Christmas, but it's really not. It's really not. Just not putting up a tree in the house, which I totally get with cats. I have a friend who's taking a trip to travel through the Panama Canal this Christmas instead of staying home and doing all the usual, you know, fun stuff. She's going on the trip. First time they've done that, she and her husband, and it sounds like they're going to have a great time. I said, so you're going to be, are you traveling, you know, are you guys going with somebody? Is it going to just be the two of you going through the Panama Canal? She looked to me, she said, me and about 25,000 other people on the boat. So she's got one of those senses of humor like that. I said, you're not taking a private yacht through there, huh? But I love it when she's getting out to do adventures like that. And your tree sounds fun. It reminded me of the time when we used to have to, when you got the lights out to put them on the tree, and you had to plug them in and check them before you put them on, because it was so frustrating to put on the lights that worked last year and then plug them in and find out, one of them's out. So the whole strand is out. So you got to go through each light. That used to be the first thing you did. You plugged it in and you checked the lights, you know, made sure they had good connections and everything. And these days you could probably hang a strand that only had one bulb still working and it would light up. It didn't make doesn't make the whole strand go out, just to have one out like it used to. But thanks for your holiday stories. It's kind of fun. And I'm glad you're going to enjoy a trip to visit family. I was up in Detroit visiting my sister, and my son came up from Las Vegas. He had got a good airfare on that, and so I got to be in snow again for several days up there. And one of the highlights for me was going to a concert with a man who is expert at playing the organ, and he was doing Beethoven. Just the artist, the organist, is doing all of the published works of Beethoven in a series of concerts, and this particular one was the dramatic organ one that's like in the movie. Oh, Toccata and Fugue in D minor, I think is what it's called, but it's so amazing, so amazing. Anyway, that was the highlight of Detroit, other than being with family, of course, which was the number one reason I went. The organ recital was just a benefit. So, anyway,
STP, KC4EZN. Well, that stirred up in my mind when you get on your phone and depending on where you go on Facebook, you see a bunch of jokes and stories, and I've got one I can actually tell on the radio. There's this older couple walking along the beach, and they find this magic lamp, and the wife dusts it off, and a genie comes out and says, "Madam," says, "I can grant you one wish." And she says, "Well," she says, "you know, I've always wanted to travel for a couple of years." And he says, "No problem." And next thing you know, she's holding a handful of airline tickets. And this helicopter comes down and picks her up and takes her away. And the genie looks at the husband and says, "What would you like, sir?" He says, "Well," he says, "I've always wanted to be married to a woman that was 30 years younger than me." And instantly he was 90 years old. I'll bounce that one back to you, Indy.
Hey, that one was unexpected. Good one. I'm glad you shared that one. I'll have to write that one down. I don't remember jokes for very long, but I'll have to tell that one to Mark. He'll get a kick out of it. Oh, thanks a lot, Harry. It's been good hanging around with you for Rag Chute tonight. All right, I'm going to go ahead and take a break from Rag Chute here and check and see if we have anyone else listening in that would like to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm checking in stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, at this time, I'm going to check in with Mr. Larry, KC4JBQ. How are you and Miss Donna doing?
HTP, KK4JBQ here. Well, we're doing fine, just fine. Like everybody else, we're socked in with the rain, but into every life, a little rain has to fall. So I'll just think about, as everyone else does, this gentle rain is nice for the plants, and we're building up our water table. That's a good thing. I think I wanted to start right up front with your announcement. I don't know how everybody else feels, but I feel privileged, really, that for the last few years, you have graced us all with a rendition of The Night Before Christmas, and I'm so happy to hear that you're planning to do it again this year. I was going to bring that up had you not said something already. It's not just a child's poem. There's lots been written about that poem and the meaning of it, and it speaks to many parts of the holiday that are in some ways precious to many. I really like the poem. I wish I could share it with the neighborhood, you know, because I know we have some kids here. And, well, 9 o'clock might be a little late to gather all the kids up and bring them out to Larry's house and stand in the snow. Who knows? Stand in the snow and listen to Wendy's rendition of The Night Before Christmas. Anyway, it was great to hear. And I always enjoy John's Sky, what should I call it? Sky Report, yes. It's, I don't have a telescope. Once I had an app on the phone, I believe it was on the phone, something like Skywatch or something like that. And it was really interesting because you could stand in one place in a room and turn around, and this, because of the accelerometer in the phone, this could tell which way you were facing. So you could just turn around in the room and see the sky move, because it would be, you know, I just thought that was kind of a marvelous piece of technology there. And I don't know what happened to that. I changed phones and never reinstalled it or something. I don't know. But the night sky has fascinated human beings for millennia. And we know a lot more about it now, of course, but it never loses, for me, it never loses its mystery. Because you can only see so far with the naked eye. Oh, and I have to say something about Shadow. I love all of God's creatures. I really do. I have a special affinity with them. I'm a creature myself. And if they're not well, or if they're hurt, it pains me, you know. And I think it's appropriate, just want to say this, I think it's appropriate to pray for the other creatures. So I will offer up a prayer for Shadow. And John's idea of an orthopedic shoe, something to keep those toes immobilized while they heal. We do that with humans, you know, to immobilize broken bones or even a Band-Aid keeps the wound from opening again because of the way the skin normally stretches to accommodate our emotions. Look into that. If it's not a specialty, it should be. Anyhow, and I appreciate it. I appreciated the joke too. Harry's joke is that. I hope I can remember it to repeat it somewhere sometime. Anyway, it's always a pleasure, Wendy, to talk with you. KK4JBQ.